Okay.
Oh. Did you go hunting?
Hunting? Yeah, what my dad? He was a 12 gauge and I used 400. 400 rifle.
Oh, yeah. 400 rifle?
400. And I'll hunt deer and all that. That's all I can do, hunt deer. What should we do?
Yeah,
Indian used to have set net and all, but I didn't, never went.
Mm-hmm.
Set net and all.
Mm-hmm. You said your daughter Elise was born in Cloquet. Were you living there at the time?
No, I was down there. Mother-in-law. Dad-in-law, what do you call them? They were little all together.
Mm.
That gentleman when she was born. There's another work of Myers at that time.
Myers?
Myers Lumber Company.
Oh, Myers. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Did you go to Powell? Did you continue to go to Powell?
Oh, yeah, we just went down there, huh? Powwow up here?
Oh.
Yeah, the powwow. Beautiful, wonderful powwow. Huh?
Red
mm-hmm.
Lake?
We used to go to Red Lake too. Big
yeah.
Powwow. Remember that, Dad?
Huh?
Remember Red Lake powwows?
Red Lake?
We used to go up there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go that far, no. Cash Lake. Yeah, when I was a little boy though, 5, 6 years old, we went to powwow. Every place they have a powwow. We had a old mountain tea, you know. Only about that's what we had. We went to Wisconsin, Danbury, Wisconsin, and Cloquet, Cash Lake, stuff like that. We would travel. Remember that, I know. My mom and dad. That old model T.
Did you ever go to any towns and did you ever experience racism or did anyone tease you because you're Indian?
Not that I know of. No. No, I don't think so.
Did you live in Minneapolis at all?
Yeah, we lived down there for 30 years. That's why I got my Social Security. 30 years on the job.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, they don't like it because I'm making too much money. Well, I can't help it. I worked 30 years on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I own that Social Security. 30 years. Yeah.
When did you move there?
When?
Yeah, what year?
Oh, I don't remember.
50s?
Hmm?
Was it 1950s?
1915, I don't know, let me see. Well, it didn't have no war at all that time.
Mm-hmm.
I just worked there, no?
Where did you work down there?
Lakeland Door Company, Minneapolis, St. Louis Park.
Door? Door Company?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you make doors?
Yeah, these kind of doors right there.
Oh, okay.
Vinyl, solid core, half solids.
Mm-hmm. Did they pay good?
Uh-huh.
Did they pay good? Did you get a good pay?
Yeah, they make quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live down there? Oh.
Did you make good money at there, huh?
Yeah.
At Lakeland Door Company?
Yeah. 30 years on job.
Mm-hmm.
And good vacation pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he even went to Las Vegas, huh?
When was that?
When I had my vacation.
Oh.
In Vegas.
Was that in the 50s or 60s?
Hmm?
No, later?
No.
Where did you live in Minneapolis?
Portman.
Uh-huh.
Minneapolis.
Is that on Portland?
Hmm?
Did you live on Portland?
Yeah. 600 Portland Avenue South. Yeah, that's where we live.
Uh-huh.
We had a house. No, not ours, but it's a rent a house.
Were there lots of other Indians there?
Huh?
Were there lots of other Indians
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there's a few Indians here along the block, a whole darn place, you know. A lot of them. I don't know if they work or not, so they were around. Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, were they looking for jobs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're looking for a job or not. Some work,
maybe.
Some not. Maybe, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when did you move back here then?
Not too long ago. 6-7 years.
Mm.
6-7, yeah, it's my own house. Yeah, about that. 1995, I think I moved back here. Yeah, there I saw this building up, you know. There used to be a greenhouse, a little old house on the way I live, you know. Come over and see them guys working, you know. Said, yeah. This house about 5-6 years old. Maybe more, I don't know.
Did the reservation change a lot since you left?
What?
When you moved back in 95, did you notice the reservation changed a lot?
Well, I didn't even notice anything, but I don't know what the...
Casino?
No, we didn't have anything like that. No. Not casino, probably, yeah. Casino, yeah.
Did it?
1925.
1995.
I don't know how to remember things, you know.
Uh-huh. But did the reservation here change with the casino?
No. What thing?
Yeah, well, with, you know, when they put the casino up, did you notice a lot of changes here?
Well, I was retired that time then.
Okay.
1986.
Mm-hmm. Where were you living?
Hmm?
Where were you living when you retired?
I still live in high-rise. High-rise where retired people are.
Okay.
Oh, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 16th Avenue South. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know. I don't know how it is. It's supposed to be my, I don't know, it's supposed to be Art Cabo, you know her? Artie Cabo? My aunt, sir? You can find me a place. No, I don't know. It's, he was running the reservations, you know, reservation, my land. Couldn't help me anything.
Just had lack of housing back then.
Oh,
Dad wanted to come back.
Oh, in the 80s.
Yeah, he wanted to come back, but there was no housing. That was before the casino.
Yeah.
When did the casino?
91.
91, okay.
It was. I asked him for, I asked him to get me a house, you know. I'm getting retired in 1986. about, no, you do that. I don't know why he won't help me, why, because I live in Minneapolis, you know. He told me, anybody down in Minneapolis, I don't help anybody in Minneapolis, because they stay down there, we make a house down there, the house standing down there for two years or a year. Don't even move back, that's what he told me. I didn't say anything, I just got to walk away. It's my own nephew, you know. It was way back 1983 or 84, someplace like that, no, before I got retired, you know. You won't do anything for me. Still living in Minneapolis. I don't know.
So do you like your, do you like living here now?
Yeah, but I don't like the way they talk about me. Yeah, everybody around here, but some, my relatives, my own relatives, they don't believe it. Some people believe it. I'm a, what do you call that, deserter.
Oh, they,
yeah.
Some
that's
people
what they
call
say
that
a deserter. I never make it in the service. Never was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they don't like, deserter.
Hmm.
And you're making too much money, you can't have that. See, like commodity, mm-hmm. Going down there.
Commodities?
Making too much money. Yeah, I know. I earned that money for Christ's sakes, you know. Yeah, but they won't give me a commodity. Now they give, they come here every month, the whole box. Now I think they're falling, huh? They're falling down.
I don't know.
The commodity a building up there.
Mm-hmm.
So put it down there anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's falling out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's nobody up there, no. That's why they come give me some anything in the box there. Yeah. Stuff that I can't have, I can't drink, you know, it's too sweet.
Mm.
Can't drink anything sweet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can take care of myself, you know. Oh, boy. Now, the only thing is I really like, I like to have this, you know. Sometime, you know, I don't know, it's a year ago, last summer or last winter, not a hard time, no sleep, you know. Can't control myself, couldn't even, well, I moved a little bit, you know, and then my daughter was inside, thinking, yelled at him, you know, and then they didn't hear me, and all of a sudden I went out, a blackout.
Hmm.
I don't know, time, I think it was 11 o'clock, you know that, huh? So that's why my kids should be with me during the night. They want to go someplace during the day, it's okay with me. And unless they come back again and stay with me at night, you know? I'm afraid of that night, I do. And old, huh? Too old. I don't know exactly what happened. Can't understand why. It's
so what are you thinking about the most lately?
Hmm?
What kinds of things are you what are you thinking about the most lately? What's on your mind?
On my mind?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of. Somebody gotta stay with me during the night. Otherwise, I'll be laying there, you know, nobody knows. I like all my garage stuff and stuff, you know. Yard, I clean the yard, you know, lawn, my own lawn, you know. I got my own snow plow. They don't plow my place.
Mm.
You know that?
Mm. They should.
Housing plow?
Mm-hmm.
Road work, They don't come here and plow. Well, all done plowing, here they come. No? Here they come, they're gonna plow. Oh, yeah. I didn't say anything to them. Let them plow, they wanna plow or not, that's how I do it, man. Yeah, I heard about this about myself. No, I don't like it, and some people don't like it, and some people like this, you know? I don't know.
What do you say to them?
No. I don't like this being a deserter. Where they got that from?
Yeah.
If somebody is give me a bad time, you know, even what do you call it, working commissioner down here, I'm trying to get a hold of him. He's not there, he just walked out. I like to speak to him, person to person, no? But I never get a hold of him. I think he's the one that started the trouble, shared the trouble on me, you know? Deserted? Well, he got that. If anybody want to believe it? I don't believe it. Get the papers, prove it. I want to see the papers. I want to see the papers that says deserter. No, I never see no papers like that, no. That's what I like to see, too. Deserting papers, something like that. What year, what month. Can, that's impossible. No, I don't think it's true. You can put it true or false. So a lot of people believe it. A lot of people don't. My relatives, my relations, they believe that. Never was in a service. How come it's deserted? You got me about a neck, I don't know. I think there's a worker commissioner, I don't know where he got that stuff. Get the papers. Show me the papers. Says desertion. Now, is that possible to believe? Believe it or not?
Well, that's too bad that they say that.
Well, that's why my notion, there's other people like me, people do like me. Something like that. They got a reason. Believe it or don't believe it. See the papers if it's, no?
Yeah, it's true. They need proof.
I think I believe that worker commissioner. He's just staying trouble on me. See, if anybody helps me, you know, anybody want to help me, anything like that, he don't want to do it. Because he don't want to lose his job. That's the way they put it. Worker commissioner, I don't know who it is. That's what he told them people that are working around there. Casino, whatever it's on it, you come and help me, you're going to lose your job. Yeah, I heard about this too, they've been telling me, you know, I'd like to help you, Mike. I don't want to lose my job. Don't come to the one I have been telling this. A lot of people don't want to lose their jobs, they don't want to help me. I have to call housing to come here and clean that out, you know, around my house. Trees are growing up. I can do it myself. I can do everything, you know. No, I can't. I can stand up, do it though, but I can't stand up, study. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Being saved.
Being a deserter and being alone. You don't want to be alone, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to?
What are you looking forward to in the future? Anything?
Looking forward?
Yeah, are you looking forward to anything in your future?
Yeah, well, a lot of things I was going to look for, you know. Boy, I still can do it. I can do myself anything, you know. Machine, everything. Well, I don't know. It's another thing I'm thinking about is get a new plow. This thing is getting old, you know. My snow plow. I don't know, it's got to be automatic. That's what I got, automatic, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't have to step on anything because I ain't got no darn thing, you know. Just hang up with it. That's what I'm looking for. I don't know how much they are. I got a magazine advertised about the snow plow. But I don't know how much. I don't know. It's a lot of things I'm thinking about, you know, but I can't do it. Really, kind of my legs, you know. Mm-hmm. Another thing I like to have, and they look, what do you call the little bands?
The fans?
The little bands?
Minivan?
Huh? Yeah, minivan.
Minivan?
Yeah, that's what I like to get.
Me too.
But I can't step on a gas pedal, but I can step on a brake, you know, mm-hmm. for the gas pedal. See? Mm-hmm. I like to get one like that, you know. That kind of changed my mind, you know. I can make a push, you know. Rods, stuff like that. I can make anything, you know. I can make that. Just push that in there, the gas pedal, you know. I'll pass you on a bowl, you know. Yeah, I can do that too, you know.
With your hands. A rod with your gas handle.
Yeah, a gas handle.
Yeah,
push it down. I can use my brake. I have my foot braking, you know.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
But the gas pedal, I can control that. Mm-hmm. No, that's why I could buy anything. Mm-hmm. All machinery I got down there is a hand operated. No, that's it. I change my mind sometimes. Oh boy, I wish I could get this one. I change my mind. No, the minivan. They're small. You ever see it?
Mm-hmm.
No. But I don't know. There's a lot of things I like to have. Can't get them. I can get them, but it's up to me. I'll change my mind. No. I help myself back sometimes. No, that's impossible for me. No.
What advice would you give to the younger people?
What kind of advice would you give to younger people?
A what?
What kind of advice, you know, things that you'd like to tell the younger kids, lessons you learned?
Well, I don't know. But they ought to say. The young people? No, they won't believe anything. But they ought to believe what I say. No? It's impossible to do something like that, you know. What I've been doing, not fix it all myself. Yeah, when I work in a farm, that's all I do is machine work, you know. Plow, disc, you know. Cut corn, plow between the dirt, you know. That's all I do down there. That's why I like machinery, you know. I like them. It's a lot of things I learned when I was little.
Who taught you those things mostly? Your father?
Can't hear you. I can hear you talking, but I can't understand you.
Who taught you all that machinery stuff? Yourself?
Did anything out of machinery. That's my mind. Yeah.
Who taught you that?
At the farm. I worked ever since I was 15 years old until 18, 17, no? 17 years old. The teacher was from there. The teacher. He's from that farm, you know, Mr. Harding.
Oh,
Russell Harding.
Okay.
He's the one that took me up there in the farm. Mm-hmm. So I started working at farming, you know. I was a farmer then, no? That's where I learned that's why I got machines, everything, and you know? I like to have my machines, you know. Now, no, I can't do anything now. Can't hardly. I can walk. If I have my skinny, I can show you. Before I got hurt, last winter, I was pushing this instead of riding it, you know? That's why I fell.
Oh.
Hurt myself right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Oh.
Now I can walk now a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. I can walk. That's the one that teach me how to walk, you know? Sometimes I push it out of the way and walk. That's what I did, huh? Yeah. So, I don't know, I can walk a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. But I can push it, that's the only way I can walk. Not at all.
Dad!
Hmm?
What would you like to say to young children now?
What to say to them?
Yeah.
Don't lose your language. Keep your language, whatever it is, wherever you are. Keep that inner language. That's the way I think, do it all. I don't know what the other people think. The other people don't. They don't want to teach his own children Indian ways or Indian language. One of the best thing we can do is keep Indian language. Keep it. Rest of your life. That's what I think. That's the way I like to tell them, no? The mother and dad supposed to tell the kids, his own kids, don't you ever lose your Indian language, right? And Indian powwow, that's the most important of powwow. Well, let me tell you something, no? This Indian powwows are very, very important, especially the drum. And there's two drums, one, two. Man and lady drum. We're having a big problem with the white people, you know? Years ago, I don't know what year was that, you know? Having a war between white people and Indians, you know? So Indian won, you know? Indian won. The chief set the drum right in there and step down in them. Well, them white people, they run away. They gone. So they got that. There's a few Indians left, you know, in a view that some people killed, no? So that drum, so they got that, no? Not only one. One stick, drumstick here, another drumstick, or two drumstick, and pound out, singing, you know? And so when a white soldier come along there, sneak along, see what, sound like so many guys, sound like a lot of people in there. They run away. That's how the drum is so important for us, because the drum save us alive. That's the main thing of the drum. Scarpius drum. This is really true. Very, very true. A lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people do. You know, they know that. That's the way it is. That's why we have a nice powwow, nothing else but that powwow. Put tobacco, you know, all the time. But tobacco should be in there all the time by the drum.
No.
That's what we did. That's a mean. That's why we want to have a powwow twice a year or three times a year. Now we don't have any. Just, once a year, that's not enough. These drummers are very, very good. They save us alive. They save us alive, the drum. That's how it is, no? That's how it was years ago. I don't know what the year is, no? I've heard about this too, no? A lot of times. That's why we should have a powwow 2-3 times a year, or, you know. Years ago, we have a power almost every month. John Mink, in a way. Mm-hmm. He was a big chief. At the powwow once a month, or every 2 months, something like that. Now, once a year, not enough.
Chris.
Not that drum.
Oh. We're gonna flip the tape over. Hold on.
Yeah.